This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
It's another chapter of Good Day Health. How do you do? Doug Steffen here with my friend, colleague, pal, a consort, and a man who's speaking. I guess I could use that because he helps me. He's a consultant to me in my health and a consultant to you in your health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, for our hour of exchange, mostly information that Ken gleans by looking at the various medical journals, what is being recommended, and more with Ken than with Jack. There's a focus on COVID because there's so much research being done. There's so much focus in the laboratories around the country and around the world. And I want Ken to bring us up to date so we see or we understand, we hear his conclusive findings by reading into all of these things. And yeah, there are other things going on medically. It's COVID, and then, all the rest of this stuff. Let's get to number one here, not necessarily number one on the list, but the FDA has listed a number of dangerous hand sanitizers, which begs the question, Ken, why do we need hand sanitizers at all? Why can't we do what has been recommended and seems to make the most sense? Get a bar of soap and get some hot water and wash your hands. Why do we have to be doing anything else?
Well, most of us don't have a bathroom in our cars. And there are going to be times when we're out and about and we don't have access to running water. And having some hand sanitizer is a convenient option when we don't have the ideal option of soap and water. So it's plan B when there's no soap and water around. And in my world, that happens. I would imagine in most of our worlds, you need your hands.
How do you do it in your office? What do you, you've got a staff of about 20 people in at Lake Cardiology in your clinic in Florida. So what do they do? What do you do between patients or when you move from one patient to another?
Well, we're all wearing a face mask,
right,
and making sure especially our nose is covered because that's where the receptor for the virus is. It's located in your nose. It's not the only way it gets in, but probably 80 to 90% of it gets in through the nose.
Right.
And before you even get into our office, your temperature is checked. And if you have any symptoms, you're asked not even to come to the office, and you're called before you even come. So there's a lot of filtering out of people before they even get in the door, and then they're checked before they get in the door. And we have hand sanitizer available throughout the building in the dispenser where you just press the top and it comes right out, and you have to use it like you're washing your hands under soap and water. You know, sing happy birthday twice as you're using it, and then it should melt away and your hands should be nice and clean.
I got to visualize you. You want to practice that with me?
But happy me, birthday. I have access. This is for the patients who we give them that access. I fortunately have access to, during the day when I'm seeing patients, to running water, and I will wash my hands between patients with soap and water and sing happy birthday twice as I'm doing it. And
can I hear you do that?
You want to hear me do that?
Yeah,
you
want to
lose all our listeners?
No. Yeah. Happy birthday. All right, so here we go into the list, or how you know. I guess maybe that's the question that comes.
But you were asking me about approved hand sanitizers.
Yes,
which is very important because the FDA did make some news this week about earlier month or two ago, they had made some comments about potentially dangerous hand sanitizers. And a few months ago, those were taken off the market. But this week, they made more news about expanding the list of potentially dangerous hand sanitizers. And they expanded the list by stating that there's a warning that all hand sanitizers that include methanol should be taken off the market because the methanol can be toxic if it's absorbed through the skin. You have adverse effects such as blindness, heart damage, effects on the central nervous system, and hospitalizations and death due to this. So what I'm recommending is just look at the hand sanitizer that you're using, because some people bought the giant size a few months ago, still have a third of that giant size bottle left as they're using it. Just look at the ingredients. Make sure there's no methanol with an M, methanol in it. If there is, take it back, get rid of it, don't use it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have gone into this business, like the mask business. A lot of people,
yes.
You know, we've talked about MyPillow early on, the
take
first 3 or 4 months of this.
And add water, and they've got hand sanitizer.
Right, and so they made masks, and other companies that were in who knows what business started to make, everybody became an expert. Everybody became, oh, use our hand sanitizer, because there was none of it on the shelves, none of it in the stores, and people were frustrated, worried. And the concern led to them being open to buying almost anything that was out there that said hand sanitizer on the label. And there was no regulation. The FDA still doesn't have any regulation. They just say, these are not good, don't buy them. So look at that list. But soap and hot water.
Are you having trouble finding currently hand sanitizer?
I don't own. I don't have. Never bought a bottle in my life.
Wow.
Never. So under the circumstances, I'm probably unusual. I didn't like from the beginning the fact that they killed the bacteria, the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. You get it on your hands. You know, there's something that in this age, this is what is so frustrating about this. We need the good bacteria that's on our hands and on our skin. We touch our mouths. It goes into our system and helps us to have a better, healthier, happier, or more wholesome body. But that's the thing. The problem is that there's good and bad there, and you get into your system, and then you get antibiotics, and they kill all of everything, good ones and bad ones. So it's, you know, I think that I've never embraced hand sanitizers. Never liked them. I think I remember seeing them in your office and seeing people use them and thinking to myself, because I'd always go in the bathroom and wash my hands.
But, yes, the nicer option, but right. Certainly there are times when it's just not possible.
Right. All right, let's talk about masks in a moment and whether they really do the right ones. Maybe there's a differentiation between good masks and not so good masks. We'll find out as we continue here with more important information, how to reduce your anxiety during the epidemic, the virus, I call them the Wuhan, the Rona, whatever it is. We want to give you education, which almost always lessens the burden of fear. And so when I talk about diabetes and things, heart diseases, things that are problematic for people who have or are susceptible to COVID, the weight loss thing, we talk about diabetes all the time and how about 40% of our country is clinically obese, and that's bad, bad, bad for anything that's, you know, you're inviting the COVID to come in because your immune system is compromised when you're that heavy. So let's fix that by using Calitrin to lose weight and keep it off. It has become America's number one choice for healthy, healthy, healthy weight loss because it's all natural. It's safe. There aren't any drugs. There aren't any stimulants. And one of the other things that's good about it, when you go online to toploss.com to order your 3 month supply, you get another 3 months free. I think it takes 6 months to get your body tuned in to lose the weight and to keep it off. So you buy three and you get three free. It's a BOGO deal. Use the DJV code. No shipping charges either. All this can be done very easily by going to toploss.com. look at the story behind the people who have had success. 86% of the people that go on this thing lose the weight and keep it off. So the unlimited buy three, get three free summer sizzler is yours for the asking and the taking. No shipping charges. Use the code DJV at toploss.com.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
You know the products, iPhone, iPad, iPod, and many others. Based in California, Apple is one of the most successful tech companies on the planet. And so we asked tech analyst Tim Beharin with Creative Strategies, what's next for Apple?
The premium product will be their first 5G phone.
Right.
And there is tremendous pent-up interest for 5G phone. If you are one who travels a great deal, especially, you really want to tap into the next generation of wireless, which is 5G. There are other phones that will probably come out that continue just to support 4G, but they will have higher speed processors, better screens, etc. I think they have to have a range of phones this time coming out, because not everybody is going to want a 5G, but of those who do, will drive huge demand for it.
More from Tim is at techpinions.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
All right, back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Next item of interest here on the bandwagon Good Day Health list of things that you have been watching is an answer to the question about masks and the good ones, the bad ones. But no matter what, if you have a mask on, what does the research show you're doing?
If you're wearing, first of all, there's three kinds of masks. People get this. Let's help people understand all this.
Yep.
There's a cloth mask, a surgical mask, and an N95 mask. And the masks definitely help stop the spread of the virus. The virus, in general, spreads when people let out air. So loud talking, singing, or coughing by people who are infected with the virus, that's how the virus spreads. And it gets out into the air, and then you breathe it in, and that's how most of it gets to you. Yes, you can take it in through your mouth. It's also possible to get it in through the eye, although that's a lot less common. You know, if you're a healthcare worker, you're doing procedures, and people are coughing in your face, you know, you definitely need to have eyes, nose, and mouth protected. But for most who are not working in a surgical, in a medical environment, even though, and I know Dr. Fauci this week mentioned, as he was asked on a TV show about adding eye protection, and he basically, you know, gave a scientist's answer that, you know, it would be beneficial. And yes, it would be beneficial, but you have to look at yourself on an individual basis, how much you're at risk. You know, are we all now going to be walking around
with zombies?
Well, yes, exactly. Yeah. You know, it's, you know, at what degree are we going to be doing this? But I think if you're not working in a healthcare hospital, definitely wearing a face mask is a good idea for yourself and for spreading.
Makes lots of good sense. All right, let's talk about your specialty, heart disease. You're a person that specializes in cardiology. How has that affected the people who have it, have cardiological problems? How are they being affected by COVID? Up next here on Good Day Health.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Next up, Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health as we understand what happens. Ken's specialty is heart disease and your circulatory system and how that all works. That's where he cut his teeth, but then certainly now with all of the you know, everybody's coming to you for everything because they think you know, especially people listening to you on the radio. By the way, you can reach out to Ken for telemedical advice and connection. 352-735-1400 is the office number in Mount Dora. So those of you in Florida, the Southeast, wherever you are, it's harder now. If you're not driving, it's hard to get around. So certainly within driving distance, 352-735-1400 to see him in his office. But if you want that telemedical connection, no matter where you are, call that same number, 352-735-1400, connect with Ken and let him take a shot at getting you on the right side of whatever problems you have. Now, so as you're a cardiologist, but basically a general practitioner too, what happens with people who have heart disease, heart damage, according to the research?
Well, I just want to, in front of this report, if you are attuned to the news, you're going to hear about this, and I don't want you to panic, and I want you to realize that what I'm about to say is preliminary. It's a small study, and it needs a lot more follow-up. On the surface, it sounds rather shocking if you look at the headline. The headline is that 3/4 of adults with COVID-19 have heart damage after recovery, and that obviously is quite a startling headline, and it comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, the cardiology edition. However, if you look under the hood, the important thing is that this was a study of only 100 patients. And yes, 78 had evidence of heart damage on MRI. That's magnetic resonance imaging.
How do they select the people that they're watching?
That's the key. Good question. Good question. That's a very good question. And when I read the article, I had the same question. And, you know, yes, they found that 78% had indication of inflammation of the sac around the heart, the pericardium called pericarditis, had inflammation of the heart muscle itself called myocarditis. And most of these patients, they say, did not have heart disease before. But the question is, how did they select these 78? And even the authors conclude that they need to largely expand this study and also follow these patients in a much larger number for a much longer period of time to see what happens. So that's why the headline looks horrible. But whether this really will be seen in thousands of patients yet needs to be seen, or did they just select out 78 who barely made it out of the intensive care unit, although they said in the article that some of them had mild to moderate disease. But it's not totally clear how this was done, and what needs to be done is a randomized controlled study where they take, you know, the next...
Who would do that?
Any academic center who would love to do this, because I'm sure you could get a grant for doing this, and any researcher who's in the area would love to do it.
So is it likely that a doctor, would you ask one of your patients to participate in some kind of research?
I think it's a very reasonable thing to participate in research like this, yes.
Coming up, rapid at-home testing, is that likely to make a difference? And Ken, being in Florida where he is, give us an update on the situation there, because it may not be as dire as the news media would have us believe. Gee, what a shock. It's the Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Dr.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Isaias is coming, and the southeastern U.S. is preparing. The National Hurricane Center says the hurricane is expected to approach the southeast Florida coast later today and Sunday. St. Johns County, Florida, like much of the state, is preparing. Spokesman Michael Ryan told WJXT that their Emergency Operations Center has been partially activated.
Partial activation basically means a skeleton crew. You know, so the emergency management is there, the administration is there. We'll have a representative from the city, St. Augustine, fire rescue.
Ryan adds the county is ready to go to full activation if necessary. California became the first state to top 500,000 coronavirus infections. That caps a month that saw the number of confirmed cases rise by nearly 2 million across the country. The U.S. is approaching 4.6 million cases overall. This is USA Radio News. President Trump may force a popular app to shut down its U.S. operations. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
President Donald Trump may force TikTok to sell its U.S. operations as the White House ramps up their concerns about the popular video sharing app, especially over its ownership by ByteDance, a Chinese company. Chinese law can compel any domestic company to hand over data it collects on users. The president said, "We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok or doing some other things. We're looking at a lot of alternatives with respect to that company." While TikTok is largely seen as an app for young people, it tracks phone locations and users' metadata like many apps, and China has demonstrated an appetite for Americans' personal data. TikTok has also faced repeated accusations of censoring content unappetizing to Beijing.
Wall Street closed Friday with the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 closing higher. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, second half hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Our focus, not necessarily the whole show on the virus and various bits and pieces of information, but certainly it's important for us to keep up to date and aware of what is going on. So what about these rapid, they've been described as at-home tests? The FDA says okay to that, or it could be fast, it could be cheap, it could be handled entirely at home. Is that something you'd give a thumbs up to, Ken?
Yes, I would. And it's this rapid test where you just put like a Q-tip swab into your nose, not deep up into your skull, into the sinuses, but just in the nostrils themselves. You twirl it around, you put it in each nostril, and you put it into a little bottle and seal it off and send it off. And I know a number of patients who've done this, and it works.
Yep. All right, so let's get to the bottom line. Once again, Florida is the epicenter, it seems, Florida and Texas this week.
And California and Florida at the moment are the epicenters, but Arkansas.
Southeast and Southwest.
But it's moving to the Midwest.
Yeah, but it's not just the upper. New England, we're pretty clear.
At the moment.
You've had
the first wave.
Yeah.
And the first wave, I think we're still in the first wave. The first wave is just moving. It moved to the south where right now Florida and California are peaking and Texas, hopefully peak. But, it's moving right now more to the Midwest and Northwest. And they soon will have their fair share. And, that's what happens. It goes to the place. It seems to do its thing and then move on. Mm-hmm. And in Florida is not all the same. Different parts of Florida are being differently affected. Southeast Florida, the Miami area, is the epicenter.
Well, that's
further.
Because people are being irresponsible, Ken, aren't they?
Well, it's, I think it has to do with, I don't know, part of it is that people, how personal behavior. Part of it is density of living. Part of it is, you know, cross-fertilization with other areas of the world. It's a number of factors, but definitely wearing a mask, social distancing, keep your hands clean, definitely has a huge impact.
So again, all of these bits and pieces come together as a way attitudinally of understanding what's going on and not worrying so much about it. Jennifer Horn, who's on the DJV program with me, has contracted the virus, and all the members of her family have it, Ken, as well. Not sure where it began, whether it was her, because somebody works, she works at a local radio station in Los Angeles in addition to doing,
how is she doing
my DJV show. She slept now for 4 days straight. She doesn't have any taste, doesn't have any smell. And
well,
she's
yes,
worn out, tired.
In 85% of people, the first sign or symptom is loss of taste or smell.
Okay, and so when do they get it back? That could be one of our questions on Ask Dr. Ken. For Dr. Ken, when do you get that back?
Most people in 10 to 14 days will feel pretty much all better. But there are lingers. There are some people it takes 3-4 weeks before their taste and smell comes back. Most people, after that time frame, do get it back. And there are some, there's a tiny fraction who are not seeing it come back. And that's very tiny.
Why would that be?
Why would that be?
Yeah,
stay
why would
tuned.
You get it back? Yeah,
people
research.
What's amazing about this virus is how differently some people react. There are people who have zero symptoms. There are people who stay on a ventilator for a month and then die. This is an amazingly variable response to how people have. I don't want to use the word unique, but it's close to unique in how variable people are in their response to this drug, to this virus.
So, people are worried about dying and wondering what they take. There is, I love these headlines, the CBS News headline today, new controversy over hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
That too. So what is there that's new? Is this just made up BS headlines?
Well, it's the ongoing controversy of whether the combination of hydroxychloroquine...
It's not a controversy, it's an attack. Let's call it what it is. I'll put my words into it anyway.
Azithromycin and zinc, whether it's effective or not, because there are more studies out in the last week or two on both sides, and people are, you know, debating this. But the key is, and it's very sad that there's any debate here, because it's all politics. And the truth is, there's a professor at Yale who has really an MD, PhD, Department of Epidemiology at Yale. There's a professor of infectious disease up in New Jersey, who have really done an outstanding job of untangling this. They both see patients. They both do research, and also I think that they're really the most credible about this in my read of literature, because I've been reading everything that's published about this since the beginning of the virus. And what you really see is that when you use hydroxychloroquine with azithromycin and zinc early on, right now we have rapid testing. So you go to the ER, you'll know before you leave the ER whether you have it or not. And at that point in time, if you have a positive test, in my humble opinion, in other, you know, professors from up in New Jersey and at Yale, If at that point in time, you should be treated with the hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc immediately. And that's where it's effective. But if you don't treat it at that point, what happens in most ERs is you're sent out with no specific treatment. And the problem is, 3 to 4 days later, people reappear, and then they're admitted, put on a ventilator, and many will die a month later on the ventilator. And so much, the point is that so much of that can be avoided if hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc were prescribed immediately after diagnosis. If you wait until you're admitted to the hospital, has unpredictable effects. And in most of the studies, if you wait several days, it's not effective. But if you treat immediately, and if you treat it in an adequate dose with adequate duration, it is. And that's what you have to look at. All these studies with the headlines, what's the study design? How long did they treat for? What dose? And how quickly did they start? And that's where it's effective. And if you want to design a study that shows it's not effective, then you have a study design where you treat late, not immediately, and with not an adequate dose. And that's what's going on here. And the results are being used to, unfortunately, in a political manner, to confuse everybody.
All right, so we've got that not going for us. In a moment, what about vaccines? What about medicine? What's the latest in those areas? Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Health show that has his name on it. There are a lot of different things that I'm doing in my various podcasts, this being the foremost, the Good Day Health Show podcast. But also, if you go to yourhiddenpowershow.com, you'll see a discussion, or you hear actually, a discussion of how you can reduce anxiety that's been brought on by this pandemic. Pretty much all the things that I'm doing, whether it be the yourhiddenpowershow.com, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, Good Day Health Show, the DJVShow.com, all these are havens for information so you know what is real and what isn't from our perspective. And we have certainly a blend of credible sources that bring you what to think about here. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. In a matter of moments, as I say, let's talk about vaccines and maybe some new pharmaceuticals here.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10. Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here and the latest on what sort of vaccine trials this Moderna group that's here in my backyard in Boston has, an experimental vaccine developed actually by the company and NIH. Is that unusual for the government to team up with a biotechnology company, Ken?
No, not at all. They provide big bucks. Dr. Fauci, who runs the NIH, has been working on a vaccine for HIV with and without the help of pharmaceutical companies unsuccessfully. And, to work together is not unheard of. It just adds the... There are things that academia can do, there are things that industry can do, there are things that government can do. They each have their own unique skill sets. They do have overlapping skill sets, but often to get to the end zone as quickly as possible, you have to work as a team. And I was asked, from the last segment who this professor of from Yale is who is advocating early use of hydroxychloroquine with azithromycin. And it's Dr. Harvey Risch, R-I-S-C-H. He's an MD, PhD, an epidemiology professor at Yale School of Public Health. And he has written an article published that if we were using the hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, as I talked about in the previous segment, early on, immediately after diagnosis, we'd be saving 75,000 to 100,000 people. And I heard him talk and interviewed just yesterday after the most recent publications were made about it, because that's where you're going to hear all the noise. And he he feels even more firmly about his article that came out a few weeks ago about early use. He feels that all of the data that's come out to date of this show confirms his strong belief, as Dr. Smith up in New Jersey, also infectious disease expert, father, professor of infectious disease, retired in the past. So these two experts in infectious disease still feel, with what's been published to date today, that early use of hydroxychloroquine is so beneficial. And even just in the last day or two, Ohio has banned the use of hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak for use for COVID. Part of the problem is, although the FDA early on...
Ignorance is part of the problem, and politics is another part of the problem.
And confusion is, the FDA early on came out in favor, and then afterwards, their most recent decision is that it should only be used in hospital, not as an outpatient. And that's what's created a lot of confusion for the doctors and uneasiness. But it's just a shame. There's countries around the world that have really had a great impact on this by using this as an outpatient, and it can be used extremely safely. It's a drug that's been around, hydroxychloroquine, for 50 years.
It just shows you what a grab-ass mentality we have here, frankly, and the hold the drug companies have on society.
This is not the drug companies. This is not the drug companies. This is academia.
Well, and whatever it is.
And this is not the drug companies. This is academia.
But it still, Ken, is confusing and not accurate. So no matter where it comes from, it'll be touted by the news media, especially the ones that don't Trump.
But these are Dr. Fauci and academics who are expressing and bashing this use. Dr. Fauci's opinion is it's ineffective.
Yeah. Well, but that's, you know, here we go again with who's got what axe to grind and where it is that the research has been done. All right. More of this, perhaps, as we get to questions for Dr. Ken. That's coming up next here on Good Day Health.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at NSSSRealSolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
On today's Business Minute, cybersecurity expert Charles Henderson from IBM is joining us with tips for businesses and employees to work from home safely.
Hire a hacker to think like an attacker is a great strategy. As we move to this remote work environment, collaboration has really suffered. So employees are looking for new ways to collaborate with their peers, with the people that they need to share information with. And if you don't give them the tools to collaborate, they're going to invent their own tools, and you're going to be really sad as an employer when you find out what they've done. Be proactive. In your corporate life, look to your security policies and make sure that you're following them. And if they aren't sufficient, ask your employer. Maybe there's more policies, or maybe some need to be developed. In your home life, same thing. Be proactive. Use password managers and use different passwords on every site. Follow those security tips you always hear. And only use the tools and devices that your company issues you if they issue you devices.
For more information, go to ibm.com/...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Ken Kronhaus is here with questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's get to some more questions about a potential vaccine, Ken. One wonders whether the vaccine will protect against the virus, whether is this vaccine or the placebo that could be introduced into your body. What's better, having the virus put into your body or some other whatever material they might use to try to knock down? I mean, a lot of people think that it's an immune, this whatever the good, the vaccine is going to be that's most effective will enhance your immune system. So what direction are we supposed to be going in here?
Well, that's what the tests are going on. There's many, over 100 vaccine trials going on right now, and some use different parts of the virus. You know, we're not using active, alive virus, but some use inactivated, some use particles of the virus, some use DNA, RNA fragments of the virus. And this is where the trial's going, and we'll know because there have been at least a few trials that have made it to the third last step. Moderna, a China virus. I mean, the irony is here that the Chinese may get to the finish line first, and is everybody going to line up for a Chinese vaccine? But Moderna is right behind there, and both of their phase two trials were very encouraging, safe, and producing antibody at the level or even higher than what people will generate when they're exposed to the actual virus and get ill. So there's some real great hope that by the end of the year, we're going to have the 30,000 trial phase three done and know truly whether one of these vaccines is safe and effective. And by the end of the year, early spring, my predict by spring, there'll be plenty of vaccine for anyone who wants it. Close to the end of the year, I think they're going to have a vaccine safe and effective, and they'll start what we call triage. The people at most risk will be first come, first serve. You know, the elderly, the people with the risk factors, and I think we're going to have several choices, and we'll know the answer to your question after these phase three trials. 30,000 people randomized, and then looking to see what the results are regarding safety and effectiveness. Your question is why we're doing phase three trials.
Well, I want to know, the rest of my question is, what's Ken Kronhaus going to take for a vaccine when it's available?
Let me see what the results show. You can't make that decision now until you see the safety and effectiveness of the various trials. And then once we see them, then we're going to make a decision.
All right, next up, there is a lot of talk about Kodak. Remember Eastman Kodak? They were the number one position when it came to photography, equipment, that sort of thing. They got out of that business and they went into the drug business, buying Sterling Drug in 1994 for $5 billion, and then they sold it. And now they're going back, trying to come up with the ingredients. They're branching out into pharmaceuticals, $765 million. So the question is, can a new company like this be a startup and be effective? Is that enough money? And, you know, obviously we're cheering for them because it's an American company. We don't want anything from China. But one wonders if $760, that seems like a lot of money, but is it really?
Well, I think it's a $765 million loan from the government. And, you know, I was an undergraduate at the University of Rochester. When I was there in the 1970s, Kodak with Xerox owned Rochester. And it's amazing, the Eastman Quad at the University of Rochester. It's amazing to think that Rochester, that Kodak in its former form is no longer there, and it's not. And I wouldn't put anything past them. I mean, amazing company. That's a lot of money, and there's probably a lot of space and production line there that can be used effectively. Let's see what they can do.
All over those cities in northern New York, whether it be Rochester, Syracuse, Buffalo, there's all kinds of places there, and plenty of, all you do is drive around, I'm sure, down where you are. There are offices for rent, for sale, for lease, up and down every street because of the effect of what, has happened, the reality of what's happened here with the virus. So, answers to questions, ask Dr. Ken here every week at this time. Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.